here, or how does that work out?
I think just in general, I mean, all of our guys that are active for the game are ready to go. So something we want to do, especially early and, you know, factors of the game, maybe the time of the game, the temperature, the weather, whatever it is, and trying to keep guys fresh. And certainly coming off a game like a couple weeks ago where, you know, we just need to make sure we're ready to go all the way for 60 minutes. We're going to try to get everybody in as much as we can and play everybody that's active for the game, and they'll all have a role and be ready to go.
A lot of the talk was, you know, in the offseason, you lose, you should lose, you guys back. How important is Devin McCourty to what you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously, you know, full into this year and kind of building what we do, and Devin is certainly very strong and integral part of that. He's a great leader, he's a great student in the game, does a wonderful job in the back end, kind of helping us control everything back there. But we have a lot of guys that, you know, have been here, obviously Gerard and Dante and Jamie, and guys that work extremely hard to, you know, pull the defense together. And certainly Devin does that from a back-end standpoint, but it really transfers throughout the entire team.
Matt, Jamie Collins now in his third year, Dante Hightower in his fourth year. What type of players have these guys developed into, and what do they allow you to do now on defense?
Sure. I mean, they're just, you know, the biggest thing for us is obviously the longer we have them, the more consistency we have, and try to move them around and put them in different spots. But we're just in the same spot. Every year is different for us, so we're trying to just improve from this season, start over every year. But certainly the experience and the exposure that they've had to the NFL game is what you know, you can't get unless you play. So that's something that you know, those guys are building and working towards, so that's been able to help us.
You guys are always a game plan team, defense, offense, everything. Is there a challenge when you're learning your new personnel and yet changing the game plan every week? Is that a sort of a balancing act to getting to know who does what well and still attack the opponent each week?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of every year. You know, you're exactly right. I think that starts in the spring, and you're trying to figure out, you know, what you have as a defense and an offense and as a team. So it'll always be different, and I think that's the first thing you have to understand is, you know, who you have and you know, how you can play. We certainly have a fundamental base for our defense and what we do week in, week out, and how we're going to play. So that's always, we'll always go back to fundamentals. We'll always go back to the basis of, you know, what we try to do, tackle well and, you know, play with good technique and things like that. So that's where you start, and then you kind of build from there.
We always try to throw out a dumb word, identity, a team's looking for its identity, a defense. When do you know or get a feel for what you have as a defense? How long does that take, that process?
I don't think you really put a marker on any of it. I think it's just something that happens. I think it's just a lot of it is part of the process that you go through to just kind of, you know, work towards winning each week. So, and again, it's different every week. It's different every year. So it's hard to say that there's a definite point in the season where you have an identity or anything like that. We're just, our identity might be different every week.
What's the reaction been from the NFL film special? It's awesome to see that you guys spoke. I mean, we didn't know anything about you guys. It was tremendous. I think everyone loved it. What was it like from your perspective? A lot of people saying stuff to you?
Yeah, it's been great. I think for us, for me in particular, I just enjoy that, you know, my family got a chance to see that. The people that are closest to myself that, you know, spend a lot of hours here. We work a lot of long days. My mom's still trying to figure out why I spend that amount of hours in the office. But it just gives them a little bit of insight to what we do on a day-to-day basis, too, which helps. So it's you know, that part of it was great.
Mom must have been like, what do you do all the time? You're always there. What do you do?
Yeah, mom's still trying to figure out Thanksgiving game from a couple years ago. Why wasn't having, no, it's good.
Did you get critiques from the family, the wife or the mom or anybody?
No, everybody was great, real supportive. You know, I always get the beard comment. That's about it. But that was at the start, so we're working towards that right now.
You mentioned the importance of the fundamentals on defense, but part of this defense's success is being able to change things up kind of on a whim. So how important is that, and having guys that are dedicated to really learning the complex defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think. For us, we always go by the fact that you can never do just one thing around here. You got to be able to do multiple things and do them well. So that's just part of the, you know, part of the basis when you come in here. You understand that that's going to be part of your role. And we try to teach from a conceptual standpoint so everyone kind of understands more or less the full picture rather than just the specific individual picture. So I think that combined with obviously good fundamentals, which is going to be part of all of that, is really what we're trying to do.
I'm not sure if this happens or not, but how much does, when the offense is sort of rolling like it does, how much does the defense sort of feed off of that?
I think the players always feed off each other. There's an energy that's created on the sideline that I think is, you know, is good, you know, for games. Unfortunately, I don't really see into the offense, so I have no idea really kind of what's going on. I'm in my own little world making sure that our adjustments and our changes are handled properly. So I think the players definitely feel the energy and they can feed off of it. For us, we're just trying to, you know, make sure that we handle what we've got to get done in between these series.
What do you like about, you've had your ends, think of it, Shear, those guys playing inside at times on guards and centers. What do you like about that? How has that worked?
Everybody moves around. We'll take our tackles and we'll put them outside. We'll put our ends. We'll put them inside. We'll put our linebackers on the line of scrimmage. We'll walk them off the line of scrimmage. I think as much of that as we can handle or do, we're always trying to take a look at it. I think, you know, there's goods and bads to all of it, and we're trying to take a look at what's worked and what hasn't, certainly. But it just kind of falls into the being able to play multiple positions and being in different roles. And I think it also just kind of, puts the offense from a standpoint of not really sure where everybody's going to line up.
Is that what you look for, more of a mental advantage or a physical advantage with speed and matchups and things like that?
It could be situational, could be matchup, could be anything, could just be by need, you know, so it's really nothing specific.
And Bill emphasized this morning that, yeah, you're 3-0, but you're just 3-0, you haven't won anything yet. It seems like it's probably, how much tougher is it to sort of tune out the good things being said about a team? You know, when something is negative, right, you want to prove people wrong, but how hard is it to keep guys focused when things are rolling?
I think for us, we're always on the same steady course, so you know, whether we're winning or whether we're not, we're always just trying to get better every week. And that's really what we stick to. And we put the blinders on to that. And that's what's important, because certainly right now it's September. We're trying to just improve. We know, we've had good Septembers. We've had bad Septembers. Right now it's just trying to get better in October.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it.